Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our careful reasoning, we search to no avail. For the constant in the chaos, for the fulcrum in the void, following your destiny.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album, the first song on that double album. You'll like that if you get it. I've worn out two or three copies of that. It's a great music. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Arki Chankute is our guest. Arki is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Built on Trust. We're talking about how to recover trust when there's been a betrayal, or is it worth recovering, right, Arki? I mean, you got to make a decision. Is it, you know, I'll use some advice from one of my mentors. I was up against it on a project. It wasn't a trust thing, but it was another kind of project. And I went to him and I said, "What do I do?" And he said, "Well, you got to decide. Do you have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight?"
That's great.
Isn't that great advice?
Yes,
and so when you feel like there's a betrayal and you're trying to see if you want to bring this person back into, or maybe you need to get back into the into the circle of trust, do you have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight? What do you think?
Yes. And so there are ways to do this. It doesn't have to be complicated or mysterious. So again, you're looking at how you're participating and any amendments to that, including an apology, if that's appropriate. And then you want to make sure to make some cogent promises that are relevant, that have relatively short time frames on them, and you want to make that are going to address the problem. And then you want to make sure that your commitment to those promises is an authentic commitment. You're not saying, "Well, if he does this, I'll follow through." No. A commitment is a condition of no conditions. You know, you're really going to do it. It's not a guarantee, of course, but it is a condition of no conditions. So those two things, you're going to close every interaction. You're going to make promises, get to closure, give everybody a clear idea of who is going to do what when, deliver on those, apologize when you can't, and reset your time frame. And then those are the two principles. Close every interaction. Only authentic promises. That is, if it's going to get repaired, and remember, it might take more than one effort. If it's going to get repaired, you look first at yourself, you adjust that, then you follow those two principles, close every interaction, only authentic commitments. Then you're going to see. The world is going to tell you, not your assumptions, but the world and the other side's behavior is going to tell you, "Hey, can you trust this person or this function to be trustworthy, or can you trust them to not be trustworthy?" And then go from there, you know, because there are institutions that just are not going to be trustworthy, or functions and so forth in your life. We've all seen that. But you don't really know that until you follow these simple steps.
Well, you know, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking of politics. I'm thinking of all the times when, like within the example I gave last time about how a customer betrayed me, a person I've worked for with a customer, how they betrayed me, and that became a political thing inside the company. If you're an employee of a company, and you're working for, and the person you work for is not trustworthy.
Yeah.
They betrayed you on whatever level you want to call it, betrayal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's politics in there. Maybe, you know, they've stolen your idea or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Then I thought about Hamlet.
Uh-huh.
"This above all," Polonius said to Falstaff, "this above all, to thine own self be true." Isn't that what you have to do if you're trying to find out, all right, what's my bearing here? What vector do I need to be traveling on here? As long as I'm true to myself, then it'll come out the right way eventually. What do you think about that?
Yes, and not only will it come out the right way, but you're going to learn about yourself, so that you're not going to repeat these kinds of you're not going to walk into the same spider web as likely the next time, because you see how you participated, you adjusted it, you followed the simple principles of trust. And, it doesn't work. You don't have that kind of... Well, the chances are some of your participation, the negative participation, was based on assumptions and generalizations. Mm-hmm. You mentioned politics, One side of the equation has assumptions, generalities, about the other side. It's like functions in your business. Sales might have assumptions about product development. They're too slow, they're perfectionists, et cetera, et cetera. They'll never give you a timeline. And there's the same set of assumptions on the other side. Product developments, they're looking at sales and thinking, they just care about the money. They'll promise anything, et cetera, et cetera. So, and the same with politics.
And back to those assumptions, Archie, I have a confession to make. Yep. In my career, I have jumped to conclusions about what was happening.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
Yes.
So it looked like I was being, as you would say, betrayed.
Yes.
But the truth is, that wasn't what was happening at all, and either if I jumped to conclusions, I messed it up, or if I jumped to conclusions and kept my mouth shut, I said, whoa, that isn't what I thought was going to happen.
And that's a great insight, because we all do that. And
take a deep breath, maybe sleep on it. If you think you're being betrayed, maybe sleep on it, right? The pillow is an amazing clarifier, isn't it?
I agree with that very much.
Hold on to that thought. Archie Ciancute, learningcenter.net, right?
That's correct.
Learningcenter.net. Don't forget the book, folks. It's one of my Bibles in the marketplace, Built on Trust by Archie Ciancute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.